Now next, the end of an affair that has lasted for nearly 15 years between NASA scientists on a mission to explore Mars and a plucky little robot called Opportunity, although the robot's name, her nickname is Oppie. And Oppie first proved on her mission to Mars that there once had been water on the red planet, so that's why she's won her place in history. Now NASA declared the mission completed after a last-ditch attempt to contact their precious Oppie robot failed to make contact. And Trinity College Geography Professor Mary Burke has been telling me how this robot came to touch so many scientists' hearts.
I have a very personal link to Oppie because when I first started to work on NASA data, this was one of the first missions that had freshly landed at that time. So I've had a massive kind of personal connection to the mission throughout its lifespan. Oppie started out as a twin sisters. Spirit and Opportunity rovers that were launched by NASA to the planet Mars, and they arrived in 2004 within 21 days of each other, and they arrived in very different parts of the planet, and they were programmed to move across the surface, not to be stationary, and they had a series of instruments on board that allowed them to image panoramic views of the Martian landscape, to look very closely at the surrounding soil and rocks. They were geologists. They were robotic geologists. And they were able to covers off rocks so that we could actually see the rocks and what they are composed of. And this was something that was designed specifically for this mission because the previous mission we had sent was just able to image the surface, and we found that everything on Mars was covered in such a layer of dust that all we were getting back was information about the dust, not the rocks themselves. So that was a major progression in what the information we were able to get back.
Now, Spirit unfortunately met an early death, but Oppie managed to defy all the odds, and not only that, but come up with, I suppose, the holy grail of Mars exploration, proof that at one stage, if there hadn't been life on Mars, there had certainly been water.
I know, and absolute serendipity. So these are solar-powered robots designed with six wheels, each of which has an individual motor. And one of the wheels seized up on Oppie. And so it was moving across the landscape at a very, very slow pace. So it could move at about 180 meters an hour, but on average it moved about 3 meters an hour. And once one of its wheels seized up, it basically was dragging it behind itself, leaving a huge kind of gouge in the loose sand on the surface. And when the camera kind of looked behind itself, it saw that what it was revealing was underneath that kind of red, grey coloured sand, there was bright white soil being revealed. And it went back and pointed its cameras down, took a very close look, and realized that what that white stuff was what we would call hydrated minerals. In other words, minerals, geological minerals, that are formed in a hydrous environment where there is water, liquid water. And so that was the proof that in its history, Mars had had liquid water stable on the surface for a significant period of time.
I really am caught up in this movie now. So brave little Oppie battles on for 14 years, giving us this information that there had been water on Mars, even if you wouldn't want to drink it, it was so acidic. But tell me about the dust storm this last summer that put paid to Oppie and her brave endeavours.
So there's been a mixed history of dust and Oppie. At one point, it kept it alive, and now it seems to have killed it. So there are these little dust devils or tornadoes on the surface of Mars. And because it is a solar-powered robot, it has solar powers that span out like wings that are facing up towards the sky. And on Mars, there's almost a continuous fallout of very fine dust particulates onto these solar panels, and when they get covered up, the batteries, the onboard rechargeable batteries, cannot be recharged because the sun can't get through. And so the positive story is that one of these dust devils or tornadoes that Spirit was monitoring basically swept across the surface of Mars and swept over the rover itself like a vacuum cleaner, basically sucked the dust off its own solar panels, and so allowed that the robot to keep moving forward. But unfortunately, last June, Mars was encircled by one of its massive dust storms where the entire planet becomes encased in dust. And so the obviously the fallout of dust was so tremendous that no wind came along to blow off the dust off the solar panels, so the batteries could not be recharged.
So there was poor Oppie, out of power on Mars. And what's even more touching here is astrophysicists, we normally think of you as a, you know, a hard-hearted bunch, a technical bunch, but there was a big debate about trying to reach Oppie one last time and even playing music to say farewell to Oppie.
Yeah, I mean, the people who work on these teams are a very close-knit bunch of people, for starters, because they're working on Mars time, which is on Earth time, all hours of the day and night. But yeah, I mean, every single day they're sending messages to these robots and receiving back. So they do become part of the family, as it were, the team of scientists. And certainly with Oppie, it was so inspirational because it got through so much drama, basically, on the surface of Mars. Not only is it the record-holding longest trekking rover on any planet that's been sent from Earth, but also it got itself into a lot of difficult situations. It got stuck in sand dunes. And because all of these robot missions that we send to other planets, we actually keep a duplicate on Earth. We had scientists basically practicing driving on Earth of a replicate of the Oppie rover to try and wheel it in and out and in and out of this sand dune that it got stuck in. And eventually it did get released. It got itself released thanks to the great driving and engineering that was programmed from Earth and back up to Mars. So we have been trying to wake up Oppie for a very long time, and there's been campaigns on Twitter, etc. But wake up, Oppie, come back to life, because of the science that it delivered was so important and so tremendous. But now, unfortunately, it's stuck on the side of a Martian mountain, isolated, alone, and it looks like it's dead.